Informing America's farmers and ranchers. It's Adams on Agriculture. Produced by the American Ag Radio Network. Here's your host, Mike Adams.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Adams on Agriculture. Thank you so much for joining us, letting us be part of your day. We always appreciate it. And again, hope you are safe and well. Coming up on our program today, more reaction to the coronavirus food assistance program and hopefully some answers to some questions you may have about it. Later, we'll talk with USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey, and he'll explain the formula used for payments, the timing on the payments. Will more commodities be added later? Lots of questions. We'll get answers from Bill Northey a little bit later on in the program. Also, reaction to the CFAP program from Dr. Barb Glenn, CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, and also kind of get a lay of the land, a feel for things across the country in various states as far as the need out there for agriculture and how agriculture in various states handling COVID-19. There are some concerns in the wheat industry about the CFAP program, and we will talk with the CEO of the National Association of Wheat Growers, Chandler Gould, a little bit later on and hear about those concerns and more reaction to the program. So we have a lot of ground to cover on our program today. Let's start it off by checking in with the dairy industry. Joining us now is Paul Blyberg, Vice President, Government Relations for the National Milk Producers Federation. Paul, good to talk with you again. What's the dairy industry's reaction, response to the CFAP announcement? What's in there for dairy and what do you like about it?
Well, thanks, Mike, for having me on. And I think we are glad to see the announcement, and it will provide much-needed help to producers right now as folks have endured several months of difficulty here. And what's in the package, essentially, is a direct payment for dairy producers that will be based on two different calculations, both relating to quarter one production, but the second calculation will have a factor increase to account for some additional production in quarter two. And they will look at, you know, losses in quarter one, and taken together, it'll be, you know, we think the rough collective payment rate will be a little bit over $6 a hundredweight. I think maybe $6.20 or $6.18 a hundredweight. I can't remember the exact math off the top of my head, but something to that effect. And we think that'll be helpful relief. A major issue that we had pushed on during the process was the payment limitation issue to make sure that farmers of all sizes were protected and able to get coverage on the milk they produce. And obviously, given that this, you know, pandemic is impacting farmers of all sizes, that was very important. In the final outcome, they maintained the $250,000 per entity limit, but they did remove the $125,000 per commodity limit within that. So that provides a bit of flexibility. But then additionally, there's a setup where, depending on how the producer is structured, if you're structured as a corporation or an LLC or couple of different things, if you have multiple shareholders that actively contribute a certain amount of labor and management to the business, there will be the ability for some operations to get up to 750 or up to 500. So some additional relief there. I think we've been talking to our members to get a sense for how many different operations around the country will be able to benefit from that. And so those are some of the provisions off the bat in this package.
So you still have the payment limits. Also, they're saying 80% of the money will go out initially, the other 20%, depending on if there's enough money left to do it.
Right, that's what we've heard. And I think that does go to underscore the need for additional aid, and I think that's what we pointed out in our own statement the other day when the package was finalized on Tuesday morning. This is welcome relief, but we do think additional help is going to be necessary. And as I noted, you know, the aid in this package is really based around quarter one losses. In the dairy sector in particular, the losses were much worse in quarter two than in quarter one. And so as we go down into the next round of legislation in Congress, you know, the House already passed the HEROES Act last week that has a direct payment for producers, including dairy, that would pay on 85% of quarter two losses, which is very valuable, and that'll be very helpful. You know, the Senate will be doing their work in the coming weeks here. I think we're going to be continuing to push for more aid because we do want to really reflect that loss that producers have faced, and it's over a period of time. It's quarter one, but it's also quarter two, and quarter two, I think we expect to be, by all accounts, more significant. And so getting another round of payments, you know, through additional funding from Congress that's based on those quarter two losses will be very important.
We're talking with Paul Blyberg, Vice President, Government Relations for the National Milk Producers Federation. It was also announced yesterday that the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency announcing that the March 2020 income over feed cost margin was $9.15 per hundredweight, triggering the first payment of 2020 for dairy producers who purchased the appropriate level of coverage under the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. So this will be the first triggered DMC payment for 2020.
That's absolutely right. We saw that as well, and I think it's a helpful reminder of the importance of a program like this doing its job during a difficult period like this. I know the futures at the end of 2019 didn't necessarily show that there would be payments, but here we are, and this is the program working as intended, and I think as we work very hard with Congress to get a good program.
What are you seeing and hearing around the country from dairy producers, Paul, as they're dealing with COVID-19? Obviously, the assistance helps, but where are they? Where is the industry overall right now, you think?
Well, I think overall people are still nervous. I think people are still feeling difficulty on their farms. Obviously, while there's been somewhat of a reopening in different states, obviously that has to occur very gradually to balance the economy with health and safety, concerns. And so it's not like you can flip a switch and everything goes back to the way it was before all at once. And so it is an incremental process. I think while that is going on, obviously there have been some increases in orders in the food service sectors, restaurants and other entities gradually do reopen, and so that will have some impact, but that's going to take place over a period of time, understandably. And so I think there's still a lot of concern out there, across the country about what the next several months will hold. And we have a lot of producers that, as we've talked about in past conversations, had five difficult years in a row of low milk prices. And for this to happen on the heels of that was just unthinkable in a lot of ways. And so it does underscore the need for further assistance. And that's what we're going to be continuing to push for as the House and Senate, negotiate a final, next round, hopefully as soon as possible here. But I think that's the mood. I think dairy producers are always optimists. You talk to any of them, they're always hopeful. And I think people are trying to be hopeful with what they are seeing is the gradual reopenings in some cases and the hopeful recovery as we move forward. But there's still a lot of concern.
All right, Paul, thanks for the update. We appreciate it. We'll talk again soon. Take care.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Paul Bleiberg, Vice President, Government Relations for the National Milk Producers Federation. So still a lot of questions, though, about the coronavirus food assistance program. How did they come up with the formula that they came up with? Who's eligible? How do you sign up? When will the money get to you? Things like that. We'll be asking those questions a little bit later of USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey. And we'll go through as much of that as we possibly can. Certainly a lot of questions. Why were some commodities left out? Will they be able to be added in later? What about the payment limits? Those questions, we'll get into all that with Bill Northey a little bit later. Coming up next, though, we're going to hear from the CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, get their response to the CFAP program announcement, and also what is being seen across the country, state by state. We see a lot of the news about different states reopening and how they're handling COVID-19. What about from an agricultural standpoint, state to state? We'll take a look around the country. That's coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to AOA.